Thank you very much. So we're having a theme about emotions based on the film Inside Out, if you've seen that Pixar film. It makes us cry, doesn't it, Brendan? And it does. Brendan, like, you know, and it makes you laugh as well. It's a good film. So if you haven't seen the film, you might be a little bit confused. But basically, it's about the emotions that the little girl, and not just a little girl, is dealing with all the time. And she, last week we talked about joy, and one of the emotions is anger that she struggles with. Now, you can see a little question up there. So I'd love you to turn to the person next to you and complete the sentence, "It makes me angry when." Okay, not too many things. Okay, but "it makes me angry when," and both of you share. Is that okay? So you've got 30 seconds. "It makes me angry when..." Okie dokie, right. Now, a lot of you can think of things, can't you? Ella would like to share. What makes you angry?
It makes me angry when somebody annoys me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Anybody else? Yep.
It makes me angry when...
You forgot. Okay, Hannah.
It makes me angry when someone whispers, if I don't know if someone's whispering about me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you don't know if someone's talking about you. Anyone else? Anybody a bit older? Makes me angry, Laura.
Makes me angry when there's no milk for the cereal.
Oh, yeah. Bill?
Makes me angry when I try and undo packages.
Oh, undoing packages. Oh, yes. Anybody else back here? Yeah, Josh?
It makes me angry when I forget things.
Oh, yeah. It's so frustrating when you forget things. Anyone else? Anyone up here? Frank?
It makes me angry when I'm getting a parcel delivered and I'm in and they leave a card saying, "I'm not in."
Yes. Yes, that is a good one. Oh, finally, Ella.
It makes me angry when people put other things that someone else is in the postbox.
Oh, yeah. Something wrongly delivered. Okay, so we can all think of things that make us angry. And I've got a couple of examples of things. Jay, could you just push them up? So I don't know. Over here. So has anybody experienced anger on the roads? Hands up if anyone has experienced that. And maybe even you yourself have been angry. Okay, hands up if you have experienced anger in the supermarket. Or seen it, at least seen it in other people. Anyone seen anger in the supermarket? Yeah. Okay, what about... I'm sure there's been nobody here. But anybody seen anger with parents and children? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what about, hands down again, school lessons? Anyone seen anger? Mrs. Wilson from Cottingham has seen anger at school. Okay. What about in school breaks? Yeah. Some of you, can you remember? Yeah? No. Okay, so up here I've put fast food establishments, but also any restaurant. Anybody seen or experienced anger? Oh, it's annoying when your food isn't quite right, isn't it? And it depends on the kind of person. Yeah. Okay, a sports match. VAR. You know... We thought VAR was going to sort out the problems, but no. We still get angry because of the referee or the other team. Okay, I put down the park, the skateboard park at the park. Anyone been out at the park and seen anger? Oh, yeah. Ella had an incident where she decided to slide down the skate park ramp on Monday when we had our family day out and ripped her trousers. So... And finally, we were. What about in church? Has anyone seen anger in church? Not necessarily in a service, but in people. Yeah, I think sadly, because we are human beings, everybody. that we experience anger, whether we're in church and filled with God's love, we sometimes experience anger in those places. I'm going to talk about the first time that anger is mentioned in the Bible. And it's in Genesis 4. Now, I could do with a couple of volunteers, a couple of brothers, maybe. Any brothers that are willing to volunteer? Need a couple of brothers. Brendan and Micah. Yay! Okay. Now, so, here we have, which one's the oldest? Cain. So, we have, is Cain the oldest? Yeah, Cain was first. It was Cain and Abel, that's very right. Okay, so we have Cain and Abel, okay? And they were the sons of Adam and Eve. Would you mind putting it onto the story, Jay? And I'll give you a summary. The story's up there, but I'm going to give you a summary of the story. So Cain worked the land. Could you dig for me? A really hard work. And Abel looked after the flocks. Could you just come over here? And Abel's family had run out of sheep, so they brought a reindeer. And he looked after those, and Cain worked the land. Okay, and Abel thought, you know, I am going to take my best offering to God. So he took his very best unblemished sheep and reindeer, I don't even know that's an unclean animal, to the Lord over there, we'll do it where the offering is, could you? And you could take this one as well. Yeah, put it in there, that's lovely. And he gave them to the Lord, and it says, the Lord was very pleased with him. Okay. And Abel just thought, well, I better take something to God anyway. So he had a few skanky carrots, which is what happens when you're going away on holiday and you're running out of food. And he gave them to God. But it wasn't the best. It wasn't the first bit of the offering. It might have been a bit better than a few skanky carrots. It doesn't actually say that in scripture. And it says that the Lord was not pleased with him. And Cain wasn't very happy. And it says, down there, it says, then the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? Can we have a downcast face, please? If you do what's right, you will be accepted. But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door and it desires to have you, but you must rule over it. But Cain did not rule over his anger. He said to his brother, let's go off to the field. And when he was there, he killed him. Oh no, he's dead. Boo, yeah, boo, thank you, yeah. And then the Lord came to Cain and said, where is your brother Abel? I don't know, he replied. Am I my brother's keeper? And the Lord said, what have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. Now that you are under a curse and driven from the ground, which opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you work the ground, it will no longer yield its crops for you. You will be a restless wanderer on the earth. Let's give our volunteers a round of applause. Abel. The resurrection, yeah, lovely. So, that is the first time anger is mentioned in the Bible, and it's to do with that situation. And I think, I always think that that line, sin is crouching at your door and it desires to have you, is a very powerful one, because the murder happened. It was a result of this anger which festered and grew, and this jealousy which grew. And to me, it says that if we deal with our emotions and bring them to God earlier, then bad consequences won't happen necessarily. Could you go on to the next slide, Jay? So anger is only one letter short of danger. Oh. And so things can happen if we don't deal with our anger. Now, I was going to tell you a story, which doesn't make me look very good, of a time when I got angry and decided, because I'm not dramatic angry particularly. I mean, it might be, my mum might tell you a different story. But I was going to tell you a story and I thought, it doesn't make me look very good. And then I realised it's probably, anyway, should I tell you the story? Yeah, okay. Okay, so I'm not really that dramatic with anger or throw things or anything. But one time when we were clearing out the garage, very early on in our marriage, I thought, I am so angry, I am going to throw these things on the floor. And so I did throw these things on the floor. But I whacked my elbow just here. It was this arm, actually. This elbow just here on the end of a bike handle. Like just like full on went like that, and it was so sore. And then instead of being angry, I cried because then I was like, it's really sore. And then it hurt for like months afterwards. And so the whole time I thought, I am not gonna be like angry like that because it's not really how I handle anger anyway. So but I just thought, you know, you watch things on telly, they're dramatic, aren't they? Throw things, but you know, you never actually see them clear it up afterwards, or the pain of the elbow. But I kind of thought, well, I was thinking about that story, but I was thinking, do you know, we all get angry, we just handle it, and some of us handle it in more socially acceptable ways than others. So some people do rage and get angry, and it hurts other people, but or breaks things, or hurts your elbow. But there are other ways. We all get angry. Being angry is not wrong in itself, but it's a warning sign to us that there's something that isn't quite right. And so for some of us, we handle anger. It affects our relationships with other people, and we carry that resentment. Or perhaps it destroys the reputation of others because we want to tell people about what has been done wrong to us. Or we want to destroy the reputations on social media and to tell people about that. So the way that we handle our anger is to express it maybe in social media. And some of us are more passive aggressive. We're angry, but we don't really want to admit it. And so we'll do other manipulative things. So I think we all, if we're honest, and we, you know, we're family as we started off, we all get angry, don't we, at different things. And sometimes it's a right anger. It's an anger that we need to do something about a situation. You know, if someone's being bullied or something's happening, we need to speak up for somebody. But very often our anger, we need to learn how to deal with it. And in James it says, "My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you." And, you know, I just think that is really good advice. Be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. And if we don't do that, I think the first place we need to go is to God with our anger. And I remember when we used to live in Devon, there was just a path out of just where we lived, and it basically went down into like a bit of a dark valley, and like it was like up a hill. Yeah, it was definitely up a hill. And so I used to like go for a walk, and as I walked up, I just would be like, "Oh my God," and telling God all about it. And then when I got to the top of the hill, it would be like there was light. It was just this beautiful valley, and because I didn't go out, it was raining. And it would just be this beautiful countryside, and it was like it just opened out, and I'd just be able to tell God everything that I was feeling. And then by the time I got to the top of the hill, I was like, "I've got it out, God," usually, hopefully. And then I'd just have a little bit of time, and I'd just walk down the hill, and I just spend a bit of time just praising God. And I used to come back feeling much lighter because I'd taken that to God. And so I'd advise us to take our anger to God before it gets out of control. The second bit I wanted to look at was in Ephesians. Don't get so angry that you sin. Don't go to bed angry. It's not always possible to talk to people and make things right with people. Jake, could you just do on the second one? But we, as far as we can make it right with somebody, let's, with God, try and make it right with someone. Don't let, because anger can can cause like division, and then in that gap of division, it's like sin grows, doesn't it? And resentment grows. And so dealing with things quickly is not always possible, but at least deal with it in your heart and try and make things right with other people. And there's a lot of advice in the Bible about anger. But the really good advice is that Jesus often asks us to be kind of the bigger person, even forgiving our enemies and praying for those that persecute us. Now, you know, when I've done a few things recently where, with the youth, and I've said, you know, or young people, and I've said, who are your enemies? And they're like, they think of enemies like Darth Vader or somebody really evil and bad. But you know, we don't like to use the word enemy because it's like, you know, do you know what I mean? Like, none of us think, oh, I've got a really bad enemy. But we do have people that sometimes are the people that make us angry and that we feel are against us. And I'm sure you can think of some times in your life when you feel like people are against you. And God asks us to pray for those people. And that's a huge challenge, but we can only do that when we're filled with his love and we're in relationship with him. All of this, all of dealing with our anger comes from first our relationship with God and knowing his love. Like in the worship this morning, we talked about his reckless love. Now, I had this, yesterday I was reading, or the day before, I was reading about Mary Magdalene and when Jesus was resurrected. And I noticed she went to the tomb, saw it was empty, went back and told Peter and John. They went to the tomb, they looked in, and then they went off again. And she stays and she lingers there. And she lingers and she's crying. She's lingering in the place of death and lingering in her emotion. And it just struck me that so often we can be like Peter and James, John. We're like, oh, okay, Jesus is not there. Right, let's go on. Let's move on. But Mary just lingered a little bit and she was in her pain. And in that place, she saw angels and she met the resurrected Jesus. If you just linger in that place for a moment, Jesus met her. And so I just want to encourage us, you know, with our negative emotions, we want to go, well, that's wrong, and just put it away. But I just want to encourage us to bring it before God. And God says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. It's an encouragement and it's a promise for us. So I don't really like to sit with my pain for a little bit. I'd like to just move on and clean. But God wants us sometimes just to sit there and express that emotion to him. And then in that place, we could meet the resurrected Jesus. And I really felt like this morning that I just should share that you could have, by bringing your negative things to God, then you could meet the resurrected Jesus and he could bring his healing to you. So I want us to encourage us this morning just to just move on to the next slide. So give your anger to God and talk to him about it. You know, sometimes we don't want to call it anger, do we? We're just a bit offended or, you know, it's not, you know, we're a bit hurt, but actually because we don't like to say we're angry. But talk to him about it. And, you know, if you have sinned in your anger, then apologize to God and apologize to the others who've caused you to sin or that, you know, that you may have caused sin in them as well. And I read this parable which talked about this little boy who used to get angry and his dad, you know, just kept flying off the handle. It wasn't good. So his dad said, every time you lose your temper, I want you to take a nail and I want you to hammer it into this fence. So he did, but it wasn't just a thin fence. It was quite a hard fence and he had to do it every time. And to start with, because he kept losing his temper, he was just putting loads of nails in. And then he began to think, this is a bit too much hard work, this hammering in the nails. So he thought, he began to get a bit of a, you know, control over his anger a little bit. So that was good. And then his dad said, every time you don't lose your temper, pull out one of those nails from the fence. So over time, he was pulling them out and pulling them out. And in the end, he said, Dad, look, I've pulled them all out. They're not there anymore. And his dad said to him, I just want you to look at that fence. And he said, there are no nails in that fence anymore. But there are holes in the fence that are there because of your anger. And sometimes in life, You know, our anger does cause holes in other people's fence, or even in ourselves, because our anger can be turned in on ourselves sometimes. And God wants to give us healing in that area. So I'd love you this morning just to forgive other people if you need to forgive, but also receive God's forgiveness and receive his healing, because he wants to heal us and he wants to set us free. And, you know, there's so much more that could be said about anger. That's a really simple message. But bringing it to God, good advice, eh? And you know, saying sorry and forgiving, those are their kind of, you know, really, we can't go far wrong if we do those things, can we? Bring it to God, say sorry and forgive ourselves sometimes and forgive other people. And, you know, if there is a fence in front of you which has got loads of holes in front of it, perhaps you need to make amends for that as well. I'm not saying you have to make up for that, but sometimes we just need to put that right. I'm just going to pray, just welcome the Holy Spirit. He's already here, but we just welcome you, Holy Spirit. And Lord God, in this quietness, in this moment, Lord, we just want to come to you, Lord, and acknowledge that sometimes we get angry. And sometimes that's a righteous anger that we need to do something about. And I pray, Lord, for anyone here who recognizes something that they need to do to make a difference to the world around them. And I pray that they will do that, Lord. You will fill them with your spirit to empower them to make a difference in this world. But I pray for all of us who experience anger in some way, Lord, just in the quietness, maybe just tell God about how you've been feeling. It may not be anger, it may be sadness that you've been feeling, but just talk to God about it for a moment. And if you need to say sorry to God, then just pour that out to him as well. God, we're sorry, Lord God, where we have messed up, Lord God, in our anger. And Lord, we choose to forgive. Lord, I choose to forgive, you know, who you need to forgive. And it may be an ongoing process for you. It may not be you need to forgive once. You may have to keep forgiving over and over and over. But I pray, God, that you'll fill us with your love so that we can forgive over and over and over. We release these people from our judgment right now, Lord. And Lord Jesus, we just receive your healing and we receive your love, Lord God. We receive your love. Lord, we need your love right now. And I just pray, Lord God, that you minister to our hearts, Lord Jesus.